Leia glanced over at Saba and mouthed Welk's name. The bearable's eyes narrowed, but she nodded and quickly slipped away. Raynar opened his eyes.
Even if you are right about the Dark Nest, conquering is not our way. The kind seek only to live in harmony with the song of the universe.
Yeah, well, you don't have to conquer something to take it over, Han said. And the Dark Nest had more in it than just Killix. I assume you remember the Dark Jedi, Leia pressed. Raynar fought them as a young man at Yavin 4, and Welk and Lomi Plo abandoned the strike team on Banu Ras. Raynar studied her for a moment, then nodded.
We remember. Welk and Lomi Plo died in the crash.
Then who is this? Saba said. She emerged from shadows, dragging Welk's badly slashed body. Saba sent the corpse gliding toward Raynar's chest. Raynar seemed riveted by the corpse. Jason investigated the crash, Leia said. He saw you pull Welk and Lomi out of the flames, through the Force, she clarified.
Yes, we remember.
Raynar nodded and closed his eyes.
Jason was there, on the bridge, for just a moment. He gave us the strength to continue, to pull them.
Suddenly, Raynar stopped and turned toward the center of the nursery.
Where is Lomi?
He had barely asked the question when the Yunu entourage began to disperse across the nursery, their shine balls illuminating the vault in a spray of whirling light.
Where is Lomi?
Raynar repeated. Relief washed over Leia like a Rebolian petal oil shower. She had broken through to Raynar's memory. Then you recall saving her.
We remember. She was afraid that the Yuuzhan Vong would find us again, or that Anakin would come looking for her, or Master Skywalker. She was afraid of many things. She wanted to hide.
Well, Han said, that sure confirms Silgal's theory.
What theory?
Raynar asked. The way Silgal sees it, Han said, when a Killik nest swallows up someone who's Force-sensitive, the nest takes on some of his personality.
In your case, Leia said, the Yogoi absorbed the value you place on individual life. They started to care for their feeble and provide for the starving, and it wasn't long before their success led to the creation of the Yunu.
That's much how we remember it,
Raynar allowed.
But it has nothing to do with the Gorog.
You said you remember pulling Welk and Lomi Plo out of the fire, Han pointed out. But then they just disappeared. You said Lomi was afraid and wanted to hide, Leia added. That was what Yogoi absorbed from her. Isn't it possible that she also created a nest of her own? A nest hidden from everyone else. As Raynar considered this, the color seemed to drain from his face.
We caused this?
That's not what we're saying, Leia said.
If we saved Lomi and Welk, we are responsible.
An eerie tempest of clacking and muffled booming rolled through the nursery as the Yunu again started to protest. Raynar turned from Leia and the others and slowly glided along the wall, peering into each cell he passed and shaking his head in despair.
If we saved Lomi and Welk, we did this.
You should get a medal for saving them, Han said. What happened later, that's not your fault. That got Raynar's attention. He stopped and turned to Han.
This is not our fault?
No way! Han said. All you did was save their lives. That doesn't make you responsible for what they did later.
We are not responsible.
Raynar's voice was filled with relief, and Yunu's clacking died away.
Maybe this is a Chiss ruse. It must have been a trick to convince the Jedi that the colony is in the wrong. They would sacrifice 1,000 of their own kind to turn the Jedi against us.
That doesn't explain the Gorog that attacked us on the way in, Leia said. They weren't Chiss, and neither are all these larvae.
Yes, it was a very insidious plan,
Raynar said.
The Gorog must have been brain slaves. They were forced to fight and to feed on Chiss volunteers.
Perhaps, Leia allowed carefully, but there is another explanation.
The Chiss are creating Killik clones?
Raynar asked. I don't think so, Leia said.